We head now to our friend Vern Foster with some Mark Morris hoops. And we know how much Vern Foster loves the hoops. First of all, he gets to sit inside and call games instead of outside. And secondly, he's usually calling the number one team in AA in both the boys and the girls in the state. That's not a bad gig. It's really not a bad gig to be Vern Foster. How you doing, man?
I am great, Dick. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. And how high do we see the Monarchs ranked at this point in the 2015-16 season?
Well, on the boys, we see them at number 10. They are 7-3 on the year, or 8-3 after their win over Ridgefield. They defeated Ridgefield 58-49 last night. Will Burghardt with 22 points in the ballgame. It really was a back-and-forth game. There were 6 lead changes in the first half. Mark Morris finally broke it open in the third quarter of play, and really the biggest play of the night, which I think made the difference in the ball game. Mark Morris was up by 4 points with 1.1 seconds left in the third quarter of play. Mark Morris had an inbounds pass to try and score before the quarter ended, and Bill Backhamus runs the same play. He's running the same play for 24 years. Everyone in the gym knew what was going to happen. There was going to be a screen to the left of the rim, a kid rolls off to the right, he stands right underneath the basket, gets the ball and scores. It happened again with one-tenth of a second left. Will Burghardt scored, converts a 3-point play, gives Mark Morris a 7-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and ended up being the backbreaker. Will Burghardt led the Monarch boys with 22 points on the night, 15 of those coming in the second half of play. And it really was Burghardt. He's only 5'10" tall. He's a junior, but he has been through the wars now. This is his second year starting. And he is really the key to the Monarch attack. He distributes. He scores when he has to. Bill Backhamus has said that he could be a 25-point-a-game scorer if he turned them loose. But Bill's got assists and he wants other kids involved. Mm-hmm. And Will has done a great job. He distributes the ball well. But when it comes to crunch time now, he will be the guy who's going to put the ball in the basket. And again, he leaves Mark Morris with 22 points in that ball game, and Mark Morris wins to move to 2-1 in league. Now, that's not the best record in the league. The best record in the league belongs to Woodland, and Woodland has a road win over Mark Morris. They beat him earlier in the year. And so the Beavers are 3-0 in league right now. Mark Morris is 2-1 in league. And obviously it's early. There's still 9 more games to go, and they will play later. But right now, Woodland is the top team in the Greater St. Helens League.
All right. How about on the girls' side?
The girls' side, Mark Morris played Ridgefield tonight. And as you know, Mark Morris won the state championship last year. Mm-hmm. In 3 years with the Eaton Twins. They only lost 6 games in those 3 years and won 2 state championships. Last year, they started their state championship run at Ridgefield High School by beating Washougal. So they like coming down to this gym. And again, one of the most entertaining games I have seen in a long time. Ridgefield hit 14 out of 32 three-point attempts.
Woo-hoo.
32 three-point attempts in a high school game, and Mark Morris beats him by 20 points.
Wow.
Figure
oh, my
that
goodness.
One out. Yeah.
Did Mark
yeah,
Morris hit shoot from three
out.
As well, or did they do it the conventional way?
No, they did it the conventional way. Mark Morris had a very good game, obviously. Richfield Young starts 5 freshmen. Anna
wow.
Murphy, a 5-foot freshman, hit for 19 points, including 6 three-pointers, and one of those, of course, had to be a three-quarters court shot. So she was really on tonight. Kylie Greenwald, another freshman, scored 12 for Ridgefield. But Mark Morris's own freshman, 6'1" tall, Brooke Walling, led Monarch scores with 18 points. She had 3 three-pointers on her own, but she had 3 teammates who scored in double figures as well. Olivia Bartleson, a 6-foot sophomore, scored 12 points. Madison Mosier, a 5'6 sophomore, scored 11 points. Then coming off the bench, Alexis Troy, another 5'10 sophomore, scored 11 points as well. So they combined for over 50 points among those 4, and they defeated Ridgefield by a score of 79-59 tonight. Monter scored the first 8 points of the ballgame, had a 24-point lead going into the fourth quarter, but then Richfield got hot in the fourth quarter, got it down to 9, but Mark Morris, again, was able to right the ship. They scored the last 9 points of the ballgame, and they win by 20. Now, Mark Morris, 2-1 in league, is now tied for second in the league, behind probably Washougal. There's a three-way tie for second. Washougal and Woodland were the only unbeaten teams. They played tonight. So Mark Morris and the loser of the Woodland-Washougal game and Hoxton are tied for second. Did not get a score from the Woodland-Washougal game, but we'll have to assume Washougal won. They've got all five starters back. They're the only team last season that gave Mark Morris a tough go at all during the regular season and in the playoffs. So they lost to Mark Morris by 8 points in the district semifinals. And as you know, Mark Morris's team last year was pretty special.
Yes, it was. And you're special too, Vern. We hope you had a great holidays, and thanks for joining us again on this side.
Hey, we'll talk to you next week, Dick.
Very good. That's Vern Foster joining us from 105.5 KUKN Radio down in Centralia, where Mark Morris rolls again on both the boys' and the girls' side.